At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio.
And online at SBNationLive.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
It is Friday night. That means it is time for another big lineup over the next 2 hours. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Many different ways to connect. Always live on Twitter, at eRadio Sports. You can go back and listen to our entire program on podcastarena.com. We'll have all of our interviews posted on there. And as always, we've got to take time to recognize the folks that make it happen at SB Nation. And that is O'Reilly Auto Parts. And it is almost time to prepare for road trips. So before your travel begins, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you go will ensure a safe journey. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We've got an amazing program coming your way over the next 2 hours. Let me preview hour one. Dallas Cowboy great. He's going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a dear friend of our show through the years, and that is Cliff Harris. Also, the former offensive coordinator for the Dallas Renegades, the XFL. Yep, we're going to talk about that. Will the XFL, will it return in 2021? We're going to have to wait and see. Hal Mummy is going to be our very special guest, and always our special guest who hangs out with the Big E on Friday nights in studio. That is my producer, Jack McGraw. Give him a follow, JackMC15. And Jack, he's all smiles tonight because you know what? There's been some big news here in Texas. Governor Abbott, I guess he's going to soon open up pro sports events with a 25% capacity as far as fans that can go. So that's a big step forward in the right direction.
Absolutely. And the smile on my face will last pretty much the rest of the day, knowing that I could potentially go to Astros and Texans games going forward.
Yeah, what is the outlook for Major League Baseball? I know you're a big baseball guy. We've heard so much talk about the NBA and the NFL, but where are they in terms of their negotiations?
They are deadlocked between the owners and the Players Association. The owners want players to take a significant pay cut after they already agreed to a pay cut back in March, and the players are trying not to budge. In fact, Scott Boras said yesterday that the players should not have to budge just because the owners want them to take money, because they are the stars, not the owners.
So who do you side with? I mean, whose point of view are you understanding a little bit better?
I understand more so on the players' perspective, because they are being paid a lot of money to play a game. I understand that. But going from $30 million to $8 million, I don't think anybody wants to take that kind of pay cut.
That's right. Hey, some MLB news and notes to kick off hour one. But you know what? We're going to shift gears. It's time for some NFL notes. And Andy McNamara from Sportsnet is up next. Come on back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you. Join us at eRadio Sports, info at eradiosports.com, podcastarena.com, and Progressive. It's making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. We are ready for football to be back. It's still too early to predict the 2020 NFL season, but we're always ready to talk some football with our next guest, and that is Andy McNamara from Sportsnet. And Andy, good evening. It's nice to have you back with us. And I think the last time we were having a conversation, you and your family had packed your bags. You guys were headed down to Disney World right before the pandemic hit.
Yeah. What a different world it is now, I would say. We were talking, like, yeah, we're excited for Disney. We got in. Like, honestly, it was legit 2 weeks later. If our trip was 2 weeks later, would not have happened. So we did that. We had a great time on the trip. And now, you know, we're all hunkered down like everybody else. So.
Right. And so all of our attention right now, we're just trying to see when things are going to start opening back up. Our focus is on, you know, sports. But has that been a challenge for you with doing your program and all that you do with Sportsnet as far as, you know, finding fresh programming? I mean, how have you been navigating through this?
You know what? It's not. It hasn't been too bad because a large part of my focus is the NFL and fantasy football. So the NFL has the benefit of their season is starting, fingers crossed, on time in September. So I was able to have free agency, the draft. I'm doing daily on Twitter at AndyMC81, my daily fantasy football preview per team by division. So really, from a work standpoint, it hasn't been that different. For the other sports, you know, you swing around different areas and look at when sports are going to come back. But from the NFL side, it's actually been really good. So, you know, knock on wood, it hasn't been too bad.
Well, so talk to us, I mean, about some of the off-season movement that has taken place. Tampa Bay, the new home and destination for Tom Brady. What does he have to prove yet?
Well, for Tampa Bay, it's so interesting because you see with Tom Brady, it's all right. Can you do it without Bill Belichick? And in New England, can you do it without Tom Brady? If Tom Brady had a situation to go to, I don't think I would have picked too many other spots other than Tampa Bay. Just on the weapons. Look at what he was without in New England for so long. Had to take pay cuts. Then they were not. It was Julian Edelman. He was making stars out of other people. Now he's got stars. You got Mike Evans. You got Chris Godwin. You have the running backs are so-so but doable. You have two dynamic. Well, and Gronk coming back. Three dynamic tight ends now. Gronk is reunited there. He is absolutely loaded. So if there's ever a chance in that NFC South, I don't see them beating out the Saints, but certainly with that extra wild card position this year in the NFL, Tampa Bay has a chance to get in. And then, heck, we know when Tom Brady's in, you never know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, sports broadcaster, writer with Sportsnet, Andy McNamara with us tonight on SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You bet we're talking about Tom Brady. So why do you think he was eager to prove himself in a new, fresh environment and have a new challenge?
It seems like it was a case where for all those previous years with the championships, it was, all right, I'm going to take less money for the team, right? I'm going to take us through the team and you build around it. But the last couple of years, you've taken the less money, they haven't put too much around him. And they've still, you know, obviously won a Super Bowl right in that time. Mm-hmm. But especially last year, it didn't do that much around the guy. And for Tom Brady, I think it was a case where he started to feel it wasn't about the money per se, but it was about, all right, am I being respected enough? Am I being appreciated enough? He wanted some love. The guy won you six Super Bowls. I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. He wanted some love, some attention, maybe a little gesture. Belichick wasn't going to do that. You want to stick the Patriot way? I think Tom Brady is like, you know what? I'm good. And there was word coming out even too, like, he expected mentally that to be his last year based on contract stuff. So he's done it all. Doesn't matter if they don't win the game in Tampa Bay. He's still the greatest of all time. But now you got a really exciting division. And Alyssa, we get to see Brady versus Drew Brees twice a year now.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yes, please. Right?
Oh, cool. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. It's just hard to believe. I mean, 20 years playing for one team. Okay, let's move ahead. We got to talk about the Cowboys. Yeah. So when are they going to get Dak's deal done? I know it's July 15th. It's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, well, you know what? I just put out this week, actually, on my Fantasy Minute video on Twitter, how great a position the Dallas Cowboys are in from a fantasy football perspective. I think what we've seen is the pattern with Jerry Jones. The player wants a contract extension. He says, I don't know, and then eventually he gets everything he wants. Dak's going to be just fine. I love the addition of Andy Dalton as a backup, as a failsafe. That is by no means a threat, people. For Cowboys fans out there, that's not a threat to Dak Prescott. That is Andy Dalton on a nice one-year sabbatical where he can reset, have the pandemic figure itself out, and go get himself another big contract somewhere else. They are in such a good spot. And just from the fantasy football side, Dak Prescott, listen, I don't know if you guys know this. He was the number two fantasy point producer for quarterbacks behind Lamar Jackson.
Really?
Dak
okay.
Prescott, number two.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't underestimate this guy. Plus, you had CeeDee Lamb, who was my top ranked wide receiver coming out of this rookie class. You have Cooper, you have Lamb, you got Gallup. Tight end spot, you're a little spotty in. You got Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott. Like, with Mike McCarthy, a newly revamped offensive mind, freshen things up in Dallas. It's their division to lose. I'm calling my shot right now. Dallas Cowboys take the NFC East. Forget about the Eagles.
Well, and so I was going to ask tonight on the program, Amy, should the Cowboys hold off on signing Dak to a long-term deal?
I think if you – now, you got to look at the tricky thing with the NFL, of course, is you have to look at the big picture salary cap. You don't necessarily look to this year. You look 2, 3, 4 years down the road. So
right.
You got to sort that out with all those other big contracts. Can you get away? Do you let them on a preview another prove-it-year deal? The problem is, though, every month you wait, every year you wait, that price tag goes up. So that's what the Cowboys have to balance out. because somebody else always gets signed to the next biggest contract. Where are you comfortable? Do you ultimately, the question has to be this for Jerry Jones. Is Dak Prescott your guy? If he's your guy, get the deal done.
Hey, Andy McNamara with us, SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show, sports broadcaster, writer for Sportsnet. And as we talk about the NFL, I mean, things are starting to trend in the right direction. A number of facilities are reopening. You believe in your heart and mind that the season will start on time?
Alyssa, I try to be a positive thinker at all times.
I can tell.
If you put negativity out, you know, if you put it out there, you're already defeated. I think they do. I think because they're able to sit back the NFL, see what the other leagues are doing, drink in all the information. They kept everything on time. Now, whether fans will be in the stadiums or not is a different story. But to actually have people playing and ready, they have enough time to sort it out. Maybe it's some sort of mask covering that they have to figure out. You know, that's people who are getting paid a whole lot more money than we are to get that all sorted. But I truly believe that when it comes down to it, unless we have some incredible relapse, the NFL will start on time. I bet, though, to start the season, I would wager we don't have fans, at least for the first couple weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what a great way to kick off Hour 1, SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're not going to end this segment without hitting on the Browns. That is your team. what has been the focus for them in the offseason?
Twofold. It's been getting Baker Mayfield back to basics. New coaching staff, again, for my poor Browns.
Ugh.
it's a case where you have really new coaching staffs are at a disadvantage this year. You don't have your players around. But by all accounts, Baker Mayfield did his first media interview on Wednesday since the Super Bowl. He said, look, the implementation of the system is very quarterback-friendly. It is the grandfathered system from Mike Shanahan back in those Denver Broncos Super Bowl winning years, which Kyle Shanahan, working really well at the 49ers, Minnesota, Gary Kubiak and Stefanski, very quarterback friendly, very tight end and running back focused. This is all about play action. Baker Mayfield excels at that. So the focus is getting his footwork, getting everything right for Baker. You had Austin Hooper, true playmaking tight end, top tight end out there. They got that. They need to revamp the offensive line. They got Jedrick Wills, who I love as a rookie left tackle. You pick up Jack Conklin on the right side. Everything is lined up for this team. There are no excuses for them to do well. Tough division, we know, not AFC North. But everything for the Browns has been about how do we make things best for this system and how do we make things easiest for Baker Mayfield. You get those two things sorted out, the defense with Myles Garrett back is looking pretty good. They're going to make a challenge for a wild card.
Okay, I got 30 seconds. Give me a hit on why Jadeveon Clowney turned down the big offer from the Browns.
Oh. You know what, Jadeveon Clowney, and you guys know down in Houston, I don't want to say bust because I think he's better than that, but he's certainly not the power pass rusher that he came in as advertised. He's a really good run stopper and an okay pass rusher. If I'm the Browns, bye. You're not interested. I don't need a money guy. I'm looking for somebody who wants to be a part of a change, a part of the system. Jadeveon Clowney's a money guy. You know what? Go back to Seattle for a year. Get paid whatever, and then reset, because you're not an elite pass rusher, and he needs to figure that out, because he's not going to get paid like one.
Andy McNamara, he's our NFL guy. You can check him out on Sportsnet, sports broadcaster and writer, and give him a follow on Twitter. Listen, Andy, have a great summer, and we will talk to you in the fall. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Melissa. You too.
You bet. Much more coming your way here in Hour 1. We will be right back.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, we are back. Hour 1, SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Love to hear from you tonight. You can join us on all of our different platforms at eRadio Sports Info. eradiosports.com. Always go back and listen to each and every one of our very special guests at podcastarena.com. And as always, you can trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their professionals know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Come see for yourself. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Well, we are always ready to talk some NFL. And one of the biggest storylines has been the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, their offseason certainly has been focused on Dak Prescott's contract negotiations. Also, how about that brand new coaching staff and the addition of some very special players? But one of their greats is being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and that is Cliff Harris. And I tell you what, Cliff Harris, 2020 has been an extraordinary year for you on many different levels. So congratulations on being named to the 2020 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You're in. How does it feel?
It feels incredible. I'm so excited about it. I mean, who would have thought a kid out of Wichita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas, what was an NAIA school, would even get a sniff at the pros, and then make the Dallas Cowboys team and go to 5 Super Bowls, then go into a long story short in the Hall of Fame. I think it was something just a dream. Somebody's going to wake me up from it here sooner or later, I think.
Well, it's hard to believe, Cliff. It's been, 40 years since you played with the Cowboys and were finally elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So many fantastic players throughout the years have been inducted. So what was your initial reaction when you got the news of this tremendous honor?
Well, you know, it was just beyond my belief. You know, it's one of those things that, and I'm kind of a guy that, God take control, and you mm-hmm. control the things you can worry about and don't worry about the things you can't. And I think that when I got that, I got the call from David Baker and he said I'd made it, I was like, I fell over. I was walking to the phone and people said my knees went out from under me. So
wow, they buckled.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
So you were at home when you got the phone call? I mean, who did you tell first?
I actually was in our office up here at Energy Transfer in a big office upstairs, Kelsey Warren's office, and because we had 3 TV stations, and we were going to be in on television with cameras on for 3 hours from 6 to 9, and I didn't want to. Them come, you know, it was better to have it up here, and we had a bunch of guys around, and it was a really good event. I'm around a lot of my friends up here, and it was a exciting moment, and we had plenty of room.
Hey, we are celebrating Dallas Cowboy great. We love him. Cliff Harris with us, a very special friend of us at the Big E Sports Show at SB Nation Radio, and it's so well-deserved. You're only one of 13 players in the NFL history to appear in, as you had mentioned, 5 Super Bowls. So what's the latest with the ceremony? Because I know you and I, we spoke earlier this week, and there's really not a definitive date due to this pandemic that's going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty about it. The Hall of Fame and the NFL are separate entities, but they're definitely linked. And when the NFL announces what's going to happen with the NFL will impact the Hall of Fame. What they originally said was that there would be a ceremony in the very first preseason game that the Cowboys were going to be playing the Steelers on August the 8th in Canton. So, and that's going to be the ceremony for the present day players, and then the centennial players would be September the 18th, back in Canton with just the centennial players. That was the original schedule, and they have not changed that from anything. They did make some suggestions and thoughts and possible other times, and that was both being inducted in August and both being inducted in September, and either later in the season, or one of the things that I thought was real interesting was at your home stadium have the induction there.
Okay.
And or next year, you know. But regardless, you know, I've made it. You know, I'm in, and it's going to happen at some point, and I'm happy, you know.
Yeah, so if that takes place September 18th, is what you just said, would that be televised? I mean, will we be able to watch, Cliff?
Yes, I think it will be televised. That's what I understand. So, that will be in, in the Canton Stadium is the way that I understand that. you know, the induction.
He's in the Cowboys Ring of Honor, Dallas Cowboy great. Captain Crash was his moniker. Cliff Harris is with us on SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. 10 seasons playing for the Cowboys. As we had mentioned, you've played in 5 Super Bowls and 6 consecutive Pro Bowl games. You know what? If your parents were alive today, I mean, what do you think they would say to you? Because they were such a big part of your journey as a young
man.
Yeah,
they really were. They were big supporters of mine. You know, my dad was a fighter pilot in World War II, was shot down in the South China Sea and survived on a raft, or I wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
You know, he left his sophomore year. He also played football at Wichita Baptist, and he left, think about this, his sophomore year to leave to go and play and fight in the South Pacific in World War II and fly fighter plane, a P-38. Just unbelievable. Then, at the very end of the war, he was tested and was going to become a jet test pilot, and he passed all the tests except for one of his physical and found he had diabetes. That's why I'm on the board of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation and have a big charity golf tournament every year that you've come to, and I want you to come back again.
Thank you. You know, when we think about just your dad, he's a tough guy. Do you think you took on a lot of those traits?
Well, I think that to play pro football, you've got to overcome injuries and be tough and make it. I mean, if you have a debilitating, no matter how good you are, and have a debilitating injury that hurts your performance, you're not going to make it. And, you know, mental toughness is one thing, but and I was very fortunate in my career. I didn't have any surgery, or I haven't had any surgeries related to football, and or major injuries other than my neck, which got me really out of football. And that's just a blessing. I have a durable frame, I guess. You know, I was in really good shape, but everybody was.
It sounds like that mental toughness, that was really the key to help you carve out a Hall of Fame career.
Well, you have to be tough-minded. I mean, you have to be tough-minded physically, but you also have to be tough-minded mentally, and, you know, overcome a lot and shut out quiet the crowds in your mind and focus and concentrate and play the best game you can, and then, you know, overcome. Everybody has adversity, and overcome difficult times and difficult losses, and, you know, the press being against you, and, you know, and the press being for you, but you were always for me, I know, so that was not negative, because you probably weren't around at that time. You're probably just a kid.
That's true, Cliff. Hey, Cliff Harris with us a few more minutes tonight on SB Nation Radio. You got to tell us, I mean, so, like, what's your best football memory?
Well, I think that, you know, I mean, the first thing was, you know, and people kind of laugh at this, is that, you know, first thing that has to happen is you have to make the team. And I can remember sitting exactly where I was in the Dallas Cowboy training facility in Dallas when we came back from Thousand Oaks, our training camp, and Coach Landry announced the starting lineup, and he announced me as the starting free safety for the Cowboys as a rookie, and there were no other rookies that started. But that was not the big thing.
Uh-huh.
The big thing was, if I was the starting free safety, that meant I made the team. So you've got to have, and Coach Landry always said one thing, your goals have to be reasonable, attainable, and measurable. And my goal was reasonable and attainable, I guess, and measurable. And I made the team, and then I made the starting lineup. You know, that's just something for all the kids out there to keep in mind. You know, have a goal that's reasonable, and then everything above it is gravy.
Wow, what a journey, what a life. I mean, you've had so many accomplishments, and now you're a very successful businessman there in Dallas and in the oil and gas industry. So what do you want to be known for the most out of all of the accomplishments and all that you have achieved, Cliff?
Wow, gosh, that's a great question. I think that, you know, today, and the gifts that you have, and the things that you're that and the gifts I've been given. Mm-hmm. I want to be a guy that says, "Hey, you know, he gave back. He did what he could during his playing days." Then he showed that he was grateful for that afterwards. And I also want to be a good dad and grandfather. That's what I want to be remembered for.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. He's going into the 2020 Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're talking with Cliff Harris. I wish we had more time. We will catch up a little bit later this summer, and we'll recap it all. Thank you so much, and congratulations,
Cliff.
Always
great to hear. Thank you, Alyssa. It's always great to visit with you, and I'll look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in Canton.
Absolutely.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Okay, Friday night, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the next generation of sports radio, and the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Alyssa Walker-Campbell. Many different ways to connect. You can always go back and listen to all of our amazing guests. We've got them posted. My producer gets them up there. PodcastArena.com. You can email the show, info@eradiosports.com, and send us a tweet, @eradiosports. Did you know Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance? Get your quote at Progressive.com today. It is hard to believe we are already wrapping up the final weekend here in the month of May. And you know what? We got some good news this week. It seems like the countdown is going to be on for the start of college football. Players will start returning to campus for workout in 2 weeks. So we're all looking forward to some, I would say, normalcy to this pandemic that we're all trying to muscle through that has really decimated so many different things, especially sports. And so we have extended an invitation to a very special guest, first time on the program. He is a veteran in college football. Most recently, he was the offensive coordinator in the XFL for the Dallas Renegades, and that is Coach Hal Mumme. Good evening, Coach Mumme. How are you?
Alyssa, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, give us the pulse. How are you holding up? I mean, a lot has transpired over the past 2 months, but I have to tell you, 2020 has been kind of brutal because, like, in one of the games against Houston, I mean, you broke your leg.
Yeah. By the way. Our running back, he zigged when he should have zagged. And unfortunately, I didn't get out of the way. it was a hairline fracture of the top of the tibia. And then I also broke that bursa sac that's underneath your kneecap. And that's what caused the massive swelling. So I went down about 3 or 4 days before the league.
That's got to be tough, but, you know, it's been so heartbreaking on many different levels because it was the debut season for the XFL, and then it was canceled March 13th after only 5 weeks. Just kind of give us your takeaways on how this all went down.
Well, I think it was extremely well run, and they are opening bids here in July, I believe, and I think they're going to try to get it back up and running for 21 if the right people buy it. I understand there's quite a few bidders on the thing, but I thought it was extremely well done. Obviously, there's a lot of great players left over after the NFL makes their cuts, and I thought the idea that they had in the XFL was not to try to be a developmental league for the NFL, although you end up doing that as a bit of a byproduct in some ways, but they wanted to be their own unique league, and we had some pretty unique rules, and just be a platform for people that really don't like watching basketball all that much, and soccer. That, you know, there's definitely a window there between the end of the Super Bowl and the beginning of Major League Baseball where you can get a lot of eyeballs on your product, and we did. I think we were averaging something like 1.9 million viewers for each game.
Wow, that's incredible. Hey, veteran, and I would say legendary college football coach, former offensive coordinator in the XFL for the Dallas Renegades, Hal Mumme is with us tonight on SB Nation Radio. You know, when I think of the XFL, the start of the season, I mean, there were questions. I mean, would it succeed? What were your expectations coming into the year? Did you think it would be this successful? I mean, you're talking about just the viewership. I mean, it was huge.
Yeah, it was. I watched the AAF the year before and had a lot of friends coaching in that, and I thought the XFL is just really well done and well planned out, and the fans got involved pretty to a great degree. I think we averaged something like 17,000 for the whole league. And Houston and St. Louis and Dallas and Seattle all were, 20,000 or better. And so I think there's definitely a group of people that want to watch football in that period. And I think with social media and all the different platforms you have now for being able to broadcast, it's just something that's good. It's going to have its time, and we were well on the way to making it successful. It's just that that like everything in our country right now, got shut down by the China virus.
You know, listening to the optimism in your voice, it sounds like there's a real chance that it could come back for another season. Hopefully that's going to be 2021. We were talking off air. I love Oklahoma. So you had the opportunity to work with head coach Bob Stoops. What was that experience like? And what did you learn?
Oh, he's a great guy. He's I've known him forever and really just a real players coach. Really does a great job with the players. And, obviously very bright and won a lot of games at OU, obviously, and just a good guy to be around all the time. Fun guy. He likes to have fun.
Well, Coach, one of the reasons we extended this invitation tonight is you are offering a class online. There's no downtime for you. You're always up to something. So you're offering a class on the air raid offense on CoachTube.com. And so you are the godfather of the air raid offense. So for some of our listeners tonight, they're tuning in. They want to get their football fix. I mean, what are they going to find when they go to CoachTube.com?
Well, I'll tell you the way that started. I have a partner named AJ Smith, who was actually one of your coaches in Houston down there for the XFL.
Okay.
And AJ's a brilliant guy with technical things, and in fact, his brother is a movie producer, so he's been around production a lot. And he came up with this idea because we had been he and I have worked together for a couple of years, and we were getting we were just getting inundated by people that want to learn our offense. And then, they'd come and spend a day or two with us, or they'd talk to us on the phone, or they'd watch videos and email us questions and stuff like that. And then they'd want us to recommend them for jobs. Well, we really didn't, you really don't know what some people learn in over a period of 2 days, or a day of watching practice or something. So, I wanted to be able to help younger coaches on their resumes and being able to help it, but feel good about doing it. And so what we did, AJ came up with a plan. We have air raid certification, and he helped me produce 17 videos, and they're all between 20 and 40 minutes long.
Okay.
They cover the complete width, depth, and breadth of air raid offense, the philosophy behind it, the history behind it, the how-to of each play, the drills, the fundamentals that you have to have, the type of personnel you need at each position, all that stuff is in it. And then there's a series of three tests they have to take. So they watch about a third of the videos, take a test, and then they can move on to the next group. And when they pass the three tests, and then we certify them. And then I've already probably helped about half a dozen guys on jobs. But anyway, it costs less than $500, and there's always some specials out there they're doing. You can get online. It takes I've had a lot of people do it while we've been in this shutdown,
mm-hmm.
and if you get tired of watching Netflix, it's a pretty good substitution.
Hey, you're listening to The Voice. Hal Mumme is with us tonight on SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. You bet. He's a veteran head football coach, former offensive coordinator of the XFL, the Dallas Renegades, and a pioneer of perhaps college football's most successful offensive scheme. You can check it all out, CoachTube.com. So give us a little bit of background. I mean, you were one of the creators of the air raid offense, and it started when you were a high school coach in here in the Lone Star State in Texas. So how did this all come about? What was kind of the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration originally was Lavelle Edwards and BYU's program.
Okay, yeah.
And also Mouse Davis and June Jones and the run and shoot, because now we're talking about the mid-'80s here. I wanted to do something like that. And so I got the head coach AD job at Coppers Cove. The year after we had been fired at UTEP, I was the offense coordinator at UTEP for 4 years. But in that run at UTEP, the last year we were there, we actually beat BYU in a pretty amazing victory over the team that was they had won the national championship the year before and were still undefeated. And they came to town, and I had started implementing some of the stuff they did. So after the game and after I left and got the job at Cove, one of their assistants approached me and said, you know, we've lost a few games before, but we never lost to a team we weren't supposed to lose to that was doing the same stuff that we did. So they said, you can always come visit BYU. You always got to play. So that started a real friendship with their staff, particularly Coach Edwards, the late, great Lavelle Edwards. And he opened the doors to me, and I went up there probably at least 10 years in a row and probably 15, 16 times and studied and studied and studied. And okay, I'd bring it back to Commerce Cove and put some in and then go back and tweak it. And then we moved to Iowa Wesleyan. That's where I hired Mike Leach. And Mike was a BYU grad. And so he was real anxious to do the same thing. So we continued to do that for, oh, probably the next 5 or 7 years, something like that, all the way through our time at Valdosta State. And then, you know, the offense just continued to grow. And our last year at Iowa Wesleyan, it became what people now know as air raid. In 1991, we had gotten so good so fast at that little school that none of the little schools that they traditionally played would play us anymore. And so we had to end up playing these big state universities. A lot of them are D2 powers or FCS powers now. And I looked at Mike. I said, we got to find an edge. We may have the best team we've ever had here and only win two games. Just because the schedule's so difficult. And we looked around, and we ended up visiting with a coach named Don Matthews, who went on to win like 6 Grey Cups in Canada. But when we visited him, I asked him what was his best drill, and he said, well, watch our bandit drill at the end. That's our 2-minute offense. And so we did, and I'd seen 2-minute offenses before, but I'd never seen it this well organized and so precise. And I looked at Coach Leach, and I said, you know, there's our edge right there. But we're not going to do it in the last 2 minutes. We're going to do it the whole game. So we took it back to Iowa Wesleyan and put it in and upset a number 10 team of the nation, a division above us, to open the season. After being down 24-7 at halftime, we came back and beat them. And so that what people know as air raid now, where you play real fast and throw the ball all over the park, that was really the first game right there. That was August 31st, 1991.
Veteran head college football coach Hal Mumme is with us tonight. Just a few more minutes. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You bet we're talking about the air raid offense. And, you know, what makes it so difficult to defend?
Well, I think, the original philosophy was to force people to defend the entire field, not just the line of scrimmage. And when we started doing this in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of people were still just playing eight players real close to the line of scrimmage and stopping the run and not really worrying about the pass very much. And we were determined to be able to throw the ball literally anywhere on the field. So that they, you know, if you do that, if they got to defend 52 yards by however far you are from the goal line, then it's real hard for 11 people to do that.
The football conversation continues with the former offensive coordinator of the XFL Dallas Renegades, Hal Mumme, after this quick break.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's Alyssa Walker-Campbell.
Hey, welcome back. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Right now, let's rejoin veteran head football coach Hal Mumme. You had kind of walked down memory lane just a moment ago. You were talking about Mike Leach. Come on, you gotta have a good Mike Leach story to close out our segment and our interview. Come on, something fun to share.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was on the phone with him yesterday.
Oh, you were? Okay.
I was talking to Mason Miller, his offensive line coach at Washington State and now Mississippi State, who has also worked for me for a long time. Mm-hmm. But he played for both of us at Valdosta State. And Mason's dad was a colonel in the Marine Corps. And he called me up and he said, look, I don't care if he ever plays. He said, I just want to make sure he gets his degree and does good in school. Will you watch over him? And I had a lot of respect for the colonel, and so I said, of course. And so I was on Mason pretty hard about going to class. And if he missed a class, he knew he was going to end up in my office.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was rocking along, doing pretty good. And then I get a call from his history professor, said, hey, mate, you told me to contact you. Mason missed class yesterday. So I call him in my office, and I'm about to chew him out. And he says, Coach, it's not my fault. I said, what is it? He goes, well, I was walking through the office here, and I was going to class, and Coach Leach called me in his office, said, I want to talk to you. Sit down right here. And he said, I thought he was just going to tell me something about workout or something. And so I sat down, and he started talking, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. An hour and a half later, I learned all about Geronimo and missed class.
Oh, my gosh. The one and only Mike Leach. Hey, we are out of time. Hal Mumme has been our special guest. SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Hey, check out CoachTube.com. As Coach Mumme was sharing, it is offering a certification course in several areas of football taught by legendary coaches like himself. And so thank you so much for joining us. Listen, you take care. And it won't be long. You'll be back out on the gridiron, okay? Thank you so much, Hal.
Let's hope we all are. Thank you.
Absolutely.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at AbilityChiro.com.